is today publishing a new bill aimed at reforming the personal injuries assessment system here. The bill, which could become law by December, would introduce a new mediation system to help reduce court costs, allow claims for psychological distress, and extend the amount of time injuries are examined. Robert Troy is Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment with responsibility for company regulation. He joins me now. Very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
So we know this has all been part of an attempt to bring down insurance costs, and for some years we've had the Personal Injuries Assessment Board operating as an alternative to the court system. What changes are you bringing forward?
Well, as you said, Brian, this is another step in this government's drive on insurance reform. We want to bring down premium reductions for all our citizens, and we feel that enhancing the role of PAIA is another way of doing that, because we know through the most recent report of the Central Bank published in June of this year in the National Claims Information Database that on average the time to deal with a claim through PAIA was 1.8 years versus through litigation is 4.7 years and the legal fees associated with going through PAIA on average is €562 while through litigation it's €18,290. So we know that we needed to enhance the role of PAIB, and we're doing that by offering a mediation service for the first time. We know that works in the WRC, the PRTB and the Financial Ombudsman. We feel it will make a major contribution here. PAIB will for the first time be able to deal with claims of a wholly psychological nature. We'll provide additional time to assess claims where an injury is yet to settle, seek proof of identity on application, the PPS number to help reduce fraud, strengthen the process by making it an offence to provide false or misleading information to PAIB. And we'll also better define the discretion available to courts in relation to where costs are awarded against.
So, if you like, there's an incentive, or you hope there's an incentive for claimants first to go through this mediation process. But if at the end of the day they choose to go to court, they could well face much higher costs if they don't succeed in their claim, or at least if the claim awarded to them doesn't exceed what the insurance company had offered.
Well, the general scheme proposes to better define the discretion available to the courts. It proposes that all or part of the respondent's costs will be awarded against the claimant, unless the court is of the opinion that to do so would give rise to an injustice. And if that's the case, the decision will be required, or the court will be required to include the reasons for his opinion. Because where the court award is not greater than the PAIA assessment, the claimant will not recover their costs and will generally be liable for the respondent's costs as well.
And that could be a very significant legal bill.
Correct, but you see, what you have to realise now, Brian, is the personal injury guidelines have been implemented. They have brought clarity and have brought consistency. So people can have full confidence that whether they go through litigation or whether they go through PAIB, they will get the exact same award based on the personal injury guidelines. There's no additional benefit in going to court. And we know from the figures that I quoted at the outset of the interview, there is actually potentially additional substantial costs. And while
there's even greater costs under your plan. I mean, and this is, in many ways, it's very often a David and Goliath struggle, isn't it? An individual claimant up against the might and the resources of an insurance company. And this stacks the deck even more against the claimant.
Not at all. What we're doing here is we're providing a low-cost, efficient way in which people who have a legitimate insurance claim to be dealt with in a timely and a cost-effective manner. As I said at the outset, on average, a claim can be dealt with through PAIB 1.8 years versus 4.5 years through litigation. The legal fees associated with going through PAIB, €452, 18,000 through litigation. And because we have introduced the personal injury guidelines are there, there's clarity and there's consistency. So people know, regardless of where you go, you're going to get the same composition. So why would anybody want to go wait longer and cost more money to go through litigation?
And just briefly on this, Minister, you're hoping to have this bill passed through all stages before the end of the year, is that right?
That is correct, and I have to say and acknowledge that we have had very good cross-party support in relation to this bill. We've had pre-legislative scrutiny. The committee that has gone through has been very supportive in terms of what we're doing here, and I look forward to introducing this bill at a very early stage in the next all term, with it having enacted in a timely fashion.
Just, Minister, before I let you go, I'd like to ask you about the controversy surrounding Sabina Higgins. You'll be aware the letter she sent last week to the Irish Times has caused some controversy. It appeared briefly on the Árasán Uachtaráin website. Do you think further explanation in relation to this is required by the Áras?
Well, I think firstly, Sabina Higgins is a private citizen. She's entitled to her own opinion. And to be fair to the President, he has come out and clarified his utter condemnation of the Russian invasion. And while Ms. Higgins obviously wrote the letter, I take it in with good intentions, it is a worry that the Russian ambassador welcomed the intervention that she made, and it is a worry that that letter ended up on the official website of the Áras. And I think it would be helpful if the Áras could clarify how it ended up on their official website.
Has there been, so far as you know, any contact between the government and the Áras in relation to this?
I wouldn't be aware of whether there has or hasn't been.
Would you think that your view as a minister that there should be further explanation would be fairly generally held across government?
To be honest, I haven't spoken about this with my colleagues. We've actually had the President down in Mullingar on Sunday. We have a very busy number of days in Mullingar with the flak hole on, so I haven't been speaking to my colleagues. I'm just sharing my personal opinion with you today, Brian.
Minister Robert Troy, thank you very much for talking to us here on the News at One.